AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson.
Tonight, grounded by the lessons of our history, but inspired by the promise of our future, I announce my candidacy for President of the United States.
Florida Senator Marco Rubio is the latest Republican to enter the presidential sweepstakes. He announced his candidacy within the hour in Miami as supporters cheered and chanted his name at Freedom Tower. That's the Miami landmark that was the first stop for tens of thousands of fleeing Cuban exiles during the 1960s and 70s. Rubio took a swipe at his mentor, former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, when he said the White House is not reserved for the rich and powerful. Rubio also took a swipe at Hillary Clinton, who is now campaigning for the Democratic presidential nomination.
Just yesterday, a leader from yesterday began a campaign for president by promising to take us back to yesterday.
Rubio announced his candidacy as Clinton headed to Iowa in her van. Even though President Obama counts his former Secretary of State as a friend, White House spokesman Josh Earnest says Obama won't endorse Clinton at this point.
As has been speculated by all of you and many others, there are other people who are friends of the president who may at some point decide to get into the race. So the president has not offered up any sort of an endorsement.
The president sent top aides to Capitol Hill today to appeal to lawmakers to hold off on any action that could torpedo a nuclear deal with Iran. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is taking a business-as-usual approach as he returns to Congress for the first time since his April 1st indictment on corruption charges. This is AP Radio News. One former Blackwater security guard gets life. Three others get 3 decades behind bars for multiple killings in Iraq.
Washington federal judge Royce Lamberth stuck to the sentencing guidelines, sending Nicholas Slatin to jail for life for first-degree murder, 3 other Blackwater guards to prison for 30 years on multiple manslaughter and attempted manslaughter convictions. The 4 opened fire with automatic weapons and grenade launchers on cars in a crowded traffic circle in Baghdad in 2007, killing 14 people, wounding 17 others. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Jody Arias is going to prison for life without the possibility of parole for the 2008 murder of her on-again, off-again boyfriend in Phoenix. Alaska Airlines says an L.A.-bound flight has returned to Seattle after the pilot heard a trapped worker banging inside the plane's cargo hold. Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.